It is your Friday show. It is the fourth one of the season that count for actual massive games that are real at this point of proceedings. We've done some of the little bits and pieces. The reason why I say this is because you have the false start, you have the three, and then you have, oh, this is where we're all up to, but it stutters a little bit, and you go from there. So all the runs are big all the time, all the points count. But right now, we've got three winless teams who would feel they could do with a win, and one team with only one win who would have liked two minimum. So you've got Aston Villa, you've got Newcastle, you've got Fulham, who are all winless so far, who would have liked one, and you've got Manchester City, who would have liked more than one. I've got with me Teza Simakulwa, I've got with me Chris Barber, and I've got Mo Stewart to work through this problem for these teams and other matters arising as well. Rich Ferraro and Anand Manon to come. I want to start off with Fulham, Tez, in that for Fulham, it's sort of what they do. If you took any three games at any point in a season and went, oh, Fulham don't win any of them, you wouldn't go, that's mad. Yeah. You'd just sort of go, well, they'll find some sort of point where they pick that up. So I think that they can sort of shrug it off. I think for the others, it's an actively bad start.
Yeah, I think Marco Silva, rightly or wrongly, he wasn't very happy with the business that happened with their transfers. I think on deadline day, they managed to replace Willian by getting Kevin, another single name Brazilian, into the squad, which is something like they try and do year in, year out, which is really good. I think for Fulham, though, I think they will develop and they think they will get better because they aren't in Europe, are they, this season? So I think that's the advantage for them to kind of catch other teams out when it turns to November time, when, you know, all the other teams are playing midweek and also on a weekend. I think the biggest one from that list is probably Aston Villa, who have been quite terrible, to put it light. I also think the transfer dealings haven't been the best either, especially given Harvey Elliott number 9. I think whoever kind of sanctioned that needs to have a strong word with them, or possibly even change the number if possible.